Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, I'm glad you asked about the stock show, Jamie.
Yes, I did, because I'm getting... Oh, I have to wait.
Sorry.
I'm getting uncomfortable with my lights up. I have to tell you guys.
Yeah.
Not only am I uncomfortable about my lights up because you have to wait till the end of the stock show, I'm the only one in my neighborhood, but I also have 2 Christmas trees still up inside my house.
Yeah. Oh.
Do you guys have Christmas trees
I
up?
I do. I do.
Do
no.
you? No?
Yeah, I do.
Schmidl, do you?
No.
No.
Did you ever have a Christmas tree?
Yeah, my mom put up a little mini one this year.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, in your house?
Uh-huh.
That's cute.
But she doesn't even live there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, she just comes down and sets it up for us so it has that nice touch to
nice.
It.
Yeah, I have 2 that are fully decorated, and I look at them, and I'm like, I just don't want that corner empty. It's going to be so sad when the corner's empty.
It is a big gaping hole when the Christmas tree goes.
And if I decorated it, it would have the empty corner, so that's why she comes down and does it.
Yeah. Is your mom still in the trucking business?
No.
She gave that up,
she hasn't
didn't
been
she?
Doing that for a long time.
Yeah.
She's in the pharmaceutical business.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She was, and now she sells cable.
She sells cable?
What? Yeah, she works for Spectrum now.
She really jumps from career to career, doesn't
she? She does.
Wow. Good for her.
Multi-talented.
Because didn't she have to, you have to spend a lot of money to become a truck driver, don't you?
Yeah, you have to do CDL lessons and all the whole thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then she's just like...
Yeah, she decided she didn't like it anymore.
Okay.
On the road again. All right. The funny thing is that you mentioned the stock show, okay? Mm-hmm. I want to give you the lineup for today simply because there's some things of interest in here that I think a lot of people are going to want to see, okay?
Okay.
So if you've got tickets to it or you want to buy tickets to it, first of all, the sheep shearing is today, okay?
Gotcha.
That's where
it's
you...
Like, is it a race of speed?
I don't know. Maybe it's how close you can get on the cut.
I don't know
how the sheep shearing works, but if I had a ticket, I'd go look at it. It's at 2:30 today. Then they have the Grand Prix, which is the championship of the stick horse. That's later on today for the kiddos. That's at 4 o'clock. But here's the one. Mutton busting is tonight.
Oh, it is?
Tonight is the night for the mutton busting.
Nice.
Jamie's son did this a few years ago.
Yep, he won a sheep trophy.
A lot of years ago.
Yeah, about 13 years ago.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Been a while since he climbed on that sheep.
Yeah.
So took off down
tonight.
Through
How
there.
Fun. I think it is they tonight. Do it by, in case you were wondering, I think they do it by a lottery. A drawing.
They do.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I didn't know how they pulled that.
Yeah.
But that's at 6 o'clock tonight. And then for the next 3 nights, this is a big main event, all right? Next 3 nights, 7 o'clock, is the PBR bull riding.
Nice.
I've been to that. That's pretty cool.
Carson's not going.
Because the Avs. He wants to go see the Avs.
I thought you had tickets and you're going.
No. So we got offered tickets, but the Avs play tomorrow night, so we're going to that game because it's against the Rangers. And then the PBR final night is the next night, and it's just too hard for us to get to sit her for 2 nights.
You have a mom.
Yeah, I know, but I feel bad asking her to watch Little Debbie 2 nights in a row.
You've been taking her to the games.
Take her to the bull riding.
Oh, yeah, no, we can't take her. We can't take her to the... No, it's way past her bedtime.
No, I mean, I've seen you, there's so many things. So I've seen you take her to the Avalanche games like a lot with the headphones on.
Yeah, we took her to the last game, which was at 5 o'clock. So that was like a perfect time for her to go.
Oh, but, so this is a later game?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that makes more sense.
Well, the bull riding's at 7.
Yeah, she typically goes to bed at 7:30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of like my father-in-law.
How is your father-in-law?
He goes to bed at 6:30.
Is he still on the floor?
No, he's back at his place now.
Oh, he is? Okay.
He'll be back this coming weekend for good.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, for good.
Yeah.
All right, I want you all to think about this. Now,
finishing up the basement.
Picture yourself, okay? All of you, men, women, whatever. All right, your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, whoever. Doesn't matter which side. They're going to live with you forever.
Yeah. Forever? Wait a minute. Nobody told me that.
Yeah, forever.
Forever.
Yeah. I feel like it's forever, yeah.
Forever. He's living with you forever.
I will tell you this. My first marriage, my mother-in-law moved in with us.
Oh, God. So this is a thing with you.
Yeah, I've had this happen before. No, it's happened before.
Yeah.
It was a blessing, man.
Yeah?
She did everything.
Oh, nice. Oh,
dishes, cooking. She did it all.
Oh. Yeah, but this one doesn't.
No. It's, yeah, we've kind of gone downhill with the old move-in.
Because I don't feel like you've ever said like he does dishes or cleans. Or
No. Just need sleeps. All right, listen. I've got a story here, and I don't want you to think I made it up just so I could start some trouble here. But Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
Remember a few weeks ago when he came out and said he'll never leave Colorado?
He's leaving. Yep.
Well, he's trying to leave.
He's going to go.
That's what I'm hearing. All right. Remember about, I don't know, a month ago. Schmidl, do you have the audio?
Yeah, I got it right here.
All right. Listen to Deion. This was when there was a rumor that he would be going to the Dallas Cowboys because they were going to draft his son, Shador, or whatever his name is, right?
Shalom.
And they were all going down there. Well, no, it was the quarterback, Shador.
Shalom. I call him Shalom.
All right. Shalom. Shalom. He was going to the Dallas Cowboys, and he came out, and he said, in fact, he was going to build something on a mountain, remember, that said he was going to be here forever. Go ahead, Spadil.
I'm elated where I am. I'm happy where I am. I can't wait to see what the future beholds where I am, and I love Boulder, Colorado, so I have every intention, every plan in the world to be coaching for the Colorado Buffs from here on. I want to finish here. I want to put the flag. I want my names on the mountains out there. I want to put my flag down in Colorado.
Flag. Put the flag down now, right here in Colorado.
When we played that, what I said to you guys was the words, every intention is a word out.
Uh-huh.
That's what I remember. I was like, you guys, he said every intention, which does not say I will definitely. Every intention is like, I'm intentionally going to try to stay here. But if I, you know.
But if something better comes along, then.
Yeah.
You add, I'm going to plant a flag, do all this. You almost imply that I would never look at another opportunity, or at least for the next few years.
Well, except for the word every intention takes you out of that.
It's a month later, and here's the story. He's been turned down. He reached out to the Las Vegas Raiders, and he asked the Raiders if he could become.
I heard it was L.A. That's weird.
Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he went to the Las Vegas Raiders, and Tom Brady and the other ownership, because Tom Brady's involved now, said they're not interested in him.
Whoa!
Wow.
The Colorado head coach. Here's what it says.
When did that come down? Because yesterday I just read that they were.
I don't know. It came out this morning.
It did?
Is what I'm reading here. The Colorado head coach is said to have a very strong interest and reached out to the Raiders. But the Raiders said, we're not interested.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a burn.
So he's trying to get into the NFL.
Because they said that Brady and him were BFFs, besties. Yeah. And that it was like going to be because they want Shalom. And so it's all like a total package because Brady loves Shalom as well. And so it was all going to work out.
Through Sanders's agents, he made connections to the league. He reportedly reached out to the team to inform them of his interest in coaching the Las Vegas Raiders. And they say,
man, that whole story changed, didn't it?
Yeah.
Because on Saturday, it was that the Raiders had reached out to him, that Brady was team, you know, the father and son, and that he wanted him. And now it's come out that it's
the opposite.
It's the opposite. Like, please pick me.
They fired their coach. They fired the coach out in Vegas just after the season ended. And the rumor is that it was Dion who reached out to them and said, hey, I'm right here. Hey.
Has Dion said anything about that?
Deion Sanders has sent me a comment that I know of. According to this report, this is Tom Brady's group that is saying that we're not interested. We have zero interest is what it says.
Yeah. Crazy.
Zero. Oh, in hiring the coach, who's 57
wow.
years old. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You know, we're all a little depressed today. The football game did not turn out the way we thought it would yesterday.
My God.
Jamie loses $100.
Yeah.
I lost. We lost. You lost. Everybody lost. Terrible.
That was a bummer. We looked so good at the beginning. I thought, oh my gosh, that touchdown seemed so quick.
Oh.
At the very beginning, I was like, dude, we got this. This is amazing. And then, yeah.
Then it went south quick.
Yeah.
Bills beat us up. We're out of the playoffs. Bills move on. We pack it up and go back to the house. That's just the way it works. Oh, well, it was a good run, right, Jamie?
Yeah, it was a good run. I mean, it was not expected. So no. That's what we have to remember is that we weren't even expected to be in the playoffs.
Here's Bo Nix talking about it yesterday after the game. Hello, Bo.
Well, it was a tough game. Obviously enjoyed it being in the playoffs, but you know, wish could have played a little bit better today. But overall, a lot to grow from, a lot to learn from, and then we'll be able to do a lot this offseason and grow from this and learn from it.
Jamie and I say the same thing after every show.
Every show.
We go to the elevator together, just like a couple of old buds, know. We're there in the elevator and we say, it didn't go so well today with the show.
But we're going to learn from it.
We learned a lot.
We're going to learn from it. Yep.
Yeah, and we'll build on it for tomorrow.
Now, I will say his wife is getting a lot of play on the internet.
Bo Nix's wife?
Yeah, I guess.
For what?
Oh, she's hot.
No kidding.
Yeah.
She's model type, huh?
Yeah, like more like, I don't think she's real tall, but she's like more bikini-y.
Ooh.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Even better.
Yeah. So
all right,
look at these two.
I haven't
look
seen
at Schmidel and Carson both going to see.
I mean, I remember looking at her.
Wait, what was your search? Bo Nix's wife.
In bikini. Right?
I knew it. I knew you were looking for it as soon as I looked up.
Did you find it?
You're like, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
She's very attractive.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, is she in like a blue bikini or something?
I did not find one in her bikini. She's wearing a sweater in the one that I found.
I've got one on her boat.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll still keep searching there, Schmidel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got to do the deep dive on Instagram. Yeah.
All right. So over the weekend, I had a couple of people that I ran into that keep bringing up this Landman show. Are you familiar with this?
I am. Yeah, we've talked about it.
Carson's watching it, right?
Yeah, it's so good.
What happened? I guess the season finale happened, right?
Oh, I don't know. Was the season finale last night?
Over the weekend.
Over
there was
the weekend,
finale.
The season finale. Yeah. I guess he had a special guest star. We won't give it away. But man, they're saying it's at 25 million viewers now.
Wow.
That's huge.
It's
a really good show.
Yeah,
is
Paramount
it Billy
Plus.
Bob Thornton?
Yes.
Yeah. And I think Demi Moore is in it, right? Isn't she in it?
I don't
know.
No.
Oh, no.
Billy Bob Thornton, Michelle Randolph.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Demi Moore is in it. Yes.
Is she?
Yeah.
I love how we talk about things we have no idea about.
It says that she's Cammy Miller. I don't know what character that is, but that's who she plays.
Yeah.
She's the wife.
You're the one that's supposed to be watching it.
Yeah, I am, but it doesn't... This makes no sense.
I've been watching it, but you have no idea she's in it.
Well, it just didn't look like Demi Moore to me.
Okay. That means he's not been watching it.
Not that much. Well, the only reason I bring it up is I'm intrigued by it, and I think I'm going to start watching
you
it.
You should
this
watch
week.
It. You'd really like it.
I can't believe they've got 25 million viewers on this thing, and people are talking about it. It's kind of like the new Yellowstone, right?
Yeah.
Carson loves it. He just doesn't know Demi Moore's in it.
Yeah, I thought I saw that she was in. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hang on. Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
This just handed to me from Powerball Pete.
Uh-oh.
Beep, beep,
Powerball
beep,
Pete!
Demi Moore is the owner's wife, the lady in the hospital.
Dude, he texts me so many times whenever Landman is on.
He does.
He's watching, and I'm not watching, so I have no idea what the hell he's talking about.
Well, here's what somebody's advice for you is, BJ, about Landman. BJ, watch Landman from the beginning on Paramount. You'll be glad you did.
I think I'm going to like it.
Okay, so at the beginning. So,
I am. Okay. I am. How many episodes are there? Anybody know?
Carson? I think it's 10 or 12.
Yeah. 10 or 12?
Yeah.
Close enough.
I can't believe you don't want to watch Bling Dubai.
No, not my cup of tea.
I'm on episode 6. I don't know how many there are, but I'm on Bling Dubai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried Yellowstone. I didn't really care for it. I watched 2 episodes, didn't care for it, okay?
This is supposed to kind of just be the same thing as Yellowstone, but with, like, oil is, like, the main
pretty
thing.
Pretty much is, yeah.
But Bling Dubai you'd really like.
Fine, we'll give it a shot. All right, we'll give it a shot.
I mean,
I'm not watching Bling Dubai.
Dude, the kind of money these people have is outrageous.
Yeah.
One girl's push present was a Ferrari.
Oh. Yeah. I hate to watch rich people make me feel bad about myself. Just feels like I didn't do much in life.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It's depressing in a way. Kind of.
Like, wow, they have a lot of money. There's so much money in Dubai. It's insane.
It's like we're going out to Vegas this weekend. We're going to the Sphere. I'm going to go see the Eagles in concert, in fact. That's pretty cool. But we're staying at a pretty good hotel that it's connected to the Venetian. I can't remember the name of it. But a lot of people there have a lot more money than I have. Okay?
Everybody has a lot more money than all of us.
And it's kind of sad in a way that I'll go down there to gamble and I just know I'm out of my league, man. It just doesn't feel good.
But I think everybody feels like that. So you're fine. Yeah. Because, I mean,
I hope so.
We're all just commoners going to Vegas, right? We're not like high rollers or anything. We're just commoners there. They're not flying us in.
Exactly. You know? They're
like
not putting us up.
Like if you're a, what do they call them? Elephant?
No. A whale.
A whale.
A whale.
I'm an elephant.
I'm an elephant. Can you imagine me like bragging to somebody? I'm an elephant. Yeah, sure you are. Yeah. Anyway, but they like send private planes for them.
I know. Yeah, so I just feel.
You're just like the rest of us.
Right, but I feel so much better about myself when I go downtown.
Oh,
I just feel like that's my crowd,
nugget.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Circus, you know? Oh. Throw some dice over at the circus.
We were just there. We just drove by circus. That is
rough.
We were playing dollar hands there.
I know. Yeah. I said to my kid, I go, Schmidl stayed there because he was looking at it because he's never driven around Vegas. Well, as he shouldn't, he's just 18.
Right. Yeah.
But we were driving and he's like, ooh, does he have bed bugs? I'm like, probably. He's like, Mom, make sure you don't bring him home.
When you strolled into the circus,
the bed bugs, not you.
Right. Yeah. When you strolled into the circus, were you the elephant in the room?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I was a high roller in there, man.
I think over at where I'm staying and at the Wynn and places like that, I think Jamie's right with the whale thing, but I think she's also right. Circus, you're called the elephant.
Because
it's a circus animal,
there.
Right?
Yeah, it's a circus. Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. See, everything works out for a reason. Jesus.
Right. Oh, God.
Lord. All right. Anyway, I know a lot of people are sad this morning. I'm sorry that the Broncos lost. But man, you know what? It was a good run.
Yeah, it was a good run. Yeah, they did better than anybody expected. If you remember at the first of the season, Carson and Spindell both said that they're not going to be very good, wouldn't make the playoffs. I said they would, but they didn't go very far. I mean, you got one game. That was a tough place to play.
Yeah.
In Buffalo, that's a good team. They could easily win the championship.
Yeah, they might.
That's a good team.
You know, we ended up going to Bud's to watch the game.
Yeah.
A few of us did. And so I learned about going steady clothes.
Going steady clothes?
What does that mean?
So there's these nice older people, right? And they joined our table, and they were it's Nash's grandparents.
Oh,
they're so
I met them.
They're so sweet. They're the sweetest couple. They've been married since she was 14.
Wow.
Yeah, I met them.
Yeah, and they are just the sweetest people. Well, I guess back in the day, when you know how people used to call it like going steady.
Yeah.
Well, you had to wear the same clothes, matching clothes. And I said, oh my God, BJ's going steady every time he goes to Disney World.
Who knew?
Well, that was a long walk with somebody. Okay.
It was so funny. I go, what? And she's like, yeah, they call them going steady clothes back in the day when she was 14. And they wear the same clothes. And that means people know. Because now you can announce. I mean, back then you can announce on Facebook, right? In a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a relationship, it's complicated.
I have.
Yeah. So that's how you announce it to the whole school.
Wow.
Is you wear the same clothes.
Okay. I have a t-shirt that I'm not allowed to get rid of. Yeah. But I refuse to wear it. I hate this shirt. It's kind of an orange. Just color, orange, pink, whatever.
Yeah.
And it says Disney Dad on it.
Oh, yeah.
With two big mouse ears.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I hate this shirt. I swear
Come
I hate
on,
it.
Come on, you got to wear that with pride.
I've Let's never go. Said this. I'll pipe down, Carson. You don't live in my world. Listen.
He's a good enough dad. He would wear it for
I would
his
totally
daughter.
Rock that.
I know
yeah,
he would. I'll bring it to you. Yeah. But I refuse to wear it.
Yeah, but I have seen you matchy.
Oh, I wear that goofy shirt. Yeah. And I'll wear some of that stuff because I feel like that it's not as...
Because you guys are going steady.
You're not judged as much with those, but no Disney dad for me.
When's our next trip to Disney?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Like oh, it's coming up in the spring, but I'm not going.
Oh, you're
I'm
not? Going. Yeah, because I feel like we've laid off a little bit.
It's another run.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, but I'm not running. I don't run. You know me. I shuffle. Now, if there's a 5K shuffle, I could be a part of that.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. A 5K shuffle. In your slides, flops, and socks.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. The Consumer Electronics Show has wrapped up. I was reading that there was a couple of items from Colorado companies. One is ridiculous. It's a $250,000 camper, and it's a pop-up. I don't know if you guys remember the Apache pop-ups, but it's basically an Apache pop-up, but looks like to me. But it's $250,000, and I think it's based out of Boulder, and it goes behind electric cars.
I saw that.
You did?
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
What's happening is these electric cars can't pull campers because they run out of steam because there's drag, right? So this electric camper actually kind of self... Like when you're going up a hill, like I-70 or something, it propels
itself.
It
like assists it.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. So, but it's $250,000 for a camper, a little one.
Did you see the AI not robot?
Not like a big motor.
Like a massive one.
It's this big.
I saw it. It's small.
It's tiny.
Quarter of a million.
And it's pop-up. What?
Did you see the AI girlfriends?
I did.
That is so weird.
It is so weird.
Is that?
Oh my God!
If you're going to spend, it's $175,000 for one of these. These are well-built girls, robots. They are gorgeous. They are good-looking. They look every bit robot. They don't look like a real person to me. I mean, it's obvious they're a robot,
but
right?
They're trying to make them seductive looking with their faces. Like,
yeah, they put big boobs on them.
Yeah, I do.
And they're called a. They're called something girlfriend. Spadell, you would know more about this.
Well, the name of the one at CES is Aria.
Aria.
Yeah,
Aria.
She has a name.
Oh,
yeah.
Would you date her?
I mean.
Would you let her, kind of sleep in your room?
I don't know, man.
Would you?
Maybe? Yeah. Yeah. Probably.
Oh, my God.
That is so weird.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Anybody that buys one of these needs to be investigated.
Oh, my God.
Because there's some crap on your computer.
That is crazy.
Yeah. That is the wildest thing to see these things. And people are interested. And they were serious about this.
I wouldn't want to get like the first line, though. I want them to improve a little bit. Yeah.
Really?
In case there's a recall.
It's like an iPhone. You don't want the first one.
Yeah, you're right. In case there's a recall. One boob starts to twitch.
Yeah.
I got a bad one.
One boob twitch.
Did you notice I made the motion with my hand?
Yeah, I did. Twitch, I twitch, felt twitch, like, twitch. I was looking at a girl with a boob twitching. Yeah, that was great. Oh, my God. The other product that I believe came out of Colorado. This is kind of cool. I think it was out of Colorado. This is kind of cool. It's like if you're a hiker or if you do 14ers, well, that's a hiker, things like that. It's clothing that actually tells you, like, uh-oh, your fingertips are actually going to get frostbite, or your core temperature has gone down too low. You need to get down from the mountain. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is
cool. Smart clothing. Yeah,
that's very cool.
So I don't know.
It's from a company. I'm sorry if you said this. It's called Vormi. Vormi.
Is it from here?
Yeah, Pagosa Springs.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Nice. So, yeah, that's pretty cool too. All right. Anyway, they're saying LeBron cheats on his wife. LeBron James has been cheating on his wife. I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm not really
sure. Shocker. No. NBA player cheating.
What? So let me just put this over here.
Shocker.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Britney Spears shared on Instagram that she evacuated her home because of the wildfires. What do you think she takes? Bikinis?
Yeah. That's all she's got.
I would say light packing for sure.
Some knives and bikinis? Yeah.
Obviously something to shoot videos with, too.
Right? Oh, yeah.
So she can post those.
Yeah, so a charger.
Yeah. I feel bad for everybody to just have to evacuate out there. This is a bad, bad story.
Yeah. I was thinking about setting up Stretch a GoFundMe, but then I was like, well, maybe it's not my place. I don't know. Anyway, he's my former producer from L.A., and he lost his house in the Palisades. He and Maritza lost their house.
He
still hasn't been let in to see it.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
Does he know it's there?
He knows it's not
there.
He knows
it's not there.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I know, right?
I just feel for those people.
23 really years of just, you know.
And it's not all superstars out there, and, you know, actors and actresses that have lost. A lot of people have lost out there.
Well, yeah, Altadena is like, you know, it's kind of like
very.
It's working man's area, right?
Working class.
It's like, yeah, so that's really sad.
Yeah, I do feel bad. And we mentioned this last hour. Some of these people that we perceive to have a whole lot of money that maybe have a GoFundMe page, we don't know what their situation is. We have no idea. I don't try to judge. If you set up a page, you set up a page, and hopefully some people can help out if they want to.
The city manager, though, some of these people are just so neat. So she goes up there, right? And she's like, I'm going to talk to GoFundMe because I tried to donate and it was a $75 fee. And I'm going to talk to the CEO and tell him this is, if you go on GoFundMe, there is a place where you can bring it down to a zero. But you have to look for it. Mm-hmm. You can bring down the fee all the way to zero that you don't want any fees attached
to
it.
A fee to start?
No, a fee to donate.
Yeah. To donate. They charge a fee to...
They don't, if you know where the
if
little...
If you know what to do.
Yeah, but she said, I tried to donate to my friends, and it said $75, so I'm going to call the CEO. I was like, lady, it's at the bottom. You just...
She looks like a dummy. She's a city manager?
Yeah,
is she it that like, mayor?
No, it wasn't the mayor.
It's not the URL girl, is it?
She's dumb, too. Like, come on. And you could go to URL for more information.
Oh, my God.
To get help.
But the biggest tragedy of all, not that, I mean, that's bigger tragedy, but what's happened to 16th Street Mall?
I figure we could talk about it when we come back.
All right. I'm mad about this.
Me too.
I mean, this did not have to happen.
It was the crown jewel of this city.
It
really was. When I moved here 20 years ago, it was absolutely the place to go. Now... I'm not going there.
Me either.
Not a chance.
Right? And they just redid it, or at least two blocks of it or something, and they're still redoing it. They've run out of so many people out of their businesses because it's all been, you know, the concrete's been turned up and all that stuff, and I don't know.
Horrible scene over the weekend. Just terrible.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about it when we come back, all right?
Perfect.
All right, it's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday morning.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, we have the news story here of the 16th Street Mall, a big old incident over the weekend. It was this past weekend, right?
Yeah, and I guess there was also one at, where the Union Station.
Oh, there was?
Yeah.
It's all that same downtown area, man. It's a mess down there.
Learning this morning, this new information that the victim involved in that stabbing overnight did not survive their injuries. That does mark now two people who have died from their injuries as a result of these stabbings that happened over the weekend. We're also learning it's a male suspect now in custody. Police also saying they believe that suspect is connected to all four of these stabbings, including the one that happened overnight.
This is on 16th Street Mall. One was a flight attendant, right?
Yeah, she passed away. She passed away. It was her layover. She had a layover here.
Can you imagine that? You work for an airlines. You get to Denver, Colorado. Maybe never been here. Who knows? But you wanted to go to down to 16th Street Mall because you've heard that it's a beautiful, beautiful area, which it was
because,
at one time.
Because our governor says it's very vibrant.
Yeah, there you go. So you want to check it out. It's like going to Hollywood and say, I want to go to... the Hollywood sign or something like that. I mean, it's a known place. You go down there and all of a sudden you're attacked by somebody.
That's unbelievable.
I wouldn't go down there. When I moved here 20 years ago, that place downtown was absolutely pristine. It was great.
Do you remember when they had pianos along the way?
Yeah. I do.
It was so awesome. I used to take my son when he was little.
Yeah, we used to go down there all the time when I was in high school, and we even like a big thing to take your date and go do like a carriage ride and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. They had carriage rides. I forgot about that too.
They had the ESPN zone down there, which was a cool place. Yeah. Rock Bottom Cafe was awesome. Loved that place. I mean, it just goes on and on. And it was a great place to hang out. Our radio station used to be down there.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, we were down there in the Tabor Center, and we were on the 23rd floor, and it was absolutely fabulous because it was within a block or two of Coors Field for a baseball game.
And here's my favorite part. Ready? Chompa.
Oh, yeah.
Stout.
Wine coupe.
Yeah. Getting on the
I always just felt bad for that dude.
California.
He had no interaction with anybody. He just had to say those same words over and over.
Clint Arp. Yeah, we could go on and on, man. Oh, those were the days.
They were, weren't they?
Unbelievable, though, what it's turned into.
It's a crap show.
I wouldn't go down there. There's no way you catch me down there at night. Unless there's something that we have to do for the radio station, but just, booking
a night.
Isn't that
a shame?
It's terrible.
Because all of us have great memories of that place.
Yeah.
All of us, four of us, when it was, thriving and amazing, and now it's terrifying.
But it's not even on our list, is it?
Oh, God, I would never
go down
there. You
don't go down there.
No way. And they were even telling people, like this particular individual was targeting people that were walking alone.
Oh,
wow.
Thank God.
And you got to figure, and it might be with that flight attendant because it was a layover. They might have put her in a hotel down there. You really don't know what happened, and she was just out that night. But even the hotels down there and stuff, you got to figure that they suffer from all this.
Oh, of course they do.
And the restaurants down there, because there's some great
places.
There's
four people that used to go, and now there's four people that are never going to go again.
Yeah, not down.
So, I mean, that just says it, right?
Union Station used to be awesome when it was first built and, renovated.
Was it Crawford Hotel?
Yeah. Now they got drug dealing going on out back or something like
just
that.
Turn your head. Don't look at it.
Unbelievable. Yeah, what a crazy scene down there over the weekend. Awful. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.